Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word tonight, the third Wednesday in the season of Advent, is our lesson from Isaiah 9, verses 2 to 7. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, tonight's lesson, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and, of course, tonight, Everlasting Father. Before we go there, though, the words of Psalm 62, it says, "Once God has spoken, and twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love." Power belongs to the Lord. Steadfast love belongs to the Lord. And you kind of got to have both. They both have to be there, especially if the government is going to be on your shoulder. Or even if you're just a parent and you're trying to raise and care for your children, you know that there needs to be both, and sometimes they overlap, but there needs sometimes to be strength, sometimes to be firm, sometimes to have firmness, and sometimes to have just simply steadfast love. And the art of parenting, and we don't always get it right, those of us who are parents, is to know which one is needed when. Well, there is a criticism that is sometimes leveled against one of our major political parties, and that is that they are all love and no strength. But flying right back in your face comes the opposite viewpoint, and that is from the other major political party that they are all strength and no love. But usually you have to have both. But usually we end up with one or the other, love or strength, not love and strength. And so our political parties get elected, and love gets elected, and then overreaches, and everybody says, that's not the right way. And then strength gets elected, and that one overreaches, and everybody says, that one's not the right way. And I don't suppose it's ever been different. With sinful human beings, we just don't seem to be able to drive on the road, do we? We end up in this ditch, or we end up in the ditch on the other side of the road. You see the same thing happening at the beginning of the Bible. Our first parents overreached. God gave them all good things, but they said, no, I'm going to reach around that and grab for something else. And of course, our first parents drove us all into the ditch. And we've kind of gotten used to driving there because that's where we always seem to end up. You know, you see it enough happening, and after a while, it makes you long for something different. To wish for something different, something more, something better, something that's not broken. And that's what Advent is about. In Advent, we remember how the Old Testament people longed for their Messiah to come, and how we New Testament people long for our Messiah to return. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. How do the words go? That mourns in lonely exile here. And so you have tonight's reading. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. 2 weeks ago we talked about Wonderful Counselor, and the point being you wouldn't want to go into a courtroom without a counselor, without a lawyer. And so it is only by Jesus' counsel, only by his leading, that you ever get through this life to the Lord's side. 1 week ago, we talked about Mighty God, Romans chapter 3, how is the Lord mighty? Romans 3, for by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. We talk very easily about serving the Lord, but the truth of the matter is, your works are not mighty enough. They are not powerful enough. They are not great enough. They are not comprehensive enough. They are not pure enough to get you to the Lord's side. A greater power is needed. A more powerful method is needed to atone for sin and get you to the Lord. And that's the cross of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus. And so, tonight's lesson, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, his name will be called Mighty God, and his name will be called Everlasting Father. And it is true, you have to have the Lord's counsel. You have to have the Lord's power. But you wouldn't have either of them if Jesus didn't come to this world, if he didn't sacrifice himself, if Jesus did not love you and continue to love you all the way across the finish line, all the way to the goal, all the way to his side. And so it is tonight, he is called, interestingly enough, Everlasting Father. And that's not put that way to confuse our understanding of the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No, what it's trying to say to us is that we want to understand that the love of our Lord Jesus is the love of a father toward his children. And the Father's love toward his children is one that always seeks their good, at least ideally, always looks to the future, always providing for the present, even correcting when it's needed, because that is a father's job too. And so, Psalm 103, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is slow to anger. The Lord is abounding in steadfast love. He doesn't always chide us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. And so as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him, because he knows our frame and he remembers that we are dust. It's really the same thing over and over again. Each Wednesday night, as we look at the different titles of our Lord Jesus, the point is you're not going to make it without him. You're not going to make it without his counsel or without his saving power, and tonight, without his love. A father's love, a love that is everlasting, or we would say a love that goes the distance, a love that only wants you to be at his side. And so Psalm 62. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. What people cannot do, God has both of them. He knows how to balance it. He knows what's needed at each particular time. And he knew when the time would come when he would send his son. And so the words of tonight's lesson, to us a child is born, to us a son is given, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, we need that. Mighty God, we need that. And Everlasting Father, who loves us forever, we need that too. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.